Sean.
And I'm Carrie. Sean's an ex-cop who does happier things now.
That's for sure. And Carrie's a New York Times and internationally best-selling children's book novelist. We live in Down East Maine, and our podcast is a little funky. We start off with a random thought we recorded in bed, or the kitchen, or the car, and then we give a writing tip and a dog tip for life because our dogs are wise and smart and like to be included.
We're not hoity-toity. We're not all trash talk, although we try. We're just us. So thanks for joining us. Please like, subscribe, and be cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, and dogs are smarter than people. And we begin with a random thought.
Let's do it, baby.
Now. So random thought in the kitchen.
Woo! In the kitchen.
Hear the sound of things sizzling.
That's beef.
It is indeed beef. My vegetarian quest has failed. What?
What about this?
Macaroni and cheese, yes, but there's a dead cow on our stove. So, and... What, man?
Huh?
What?
Nothing. What are we doing, love? We're having fun. We're playing in the kitchen. You gotta be careful when you play in the kitchen sometimes. Tender bits can get burnt.
Oh, my word. We're trying to make hand pies. I almost said
hand pies.
Sean wants to name our hand pie restaurant something that's not cool.
It's not a restaurant. It's like a takeout window.
Our hand pie takeout window, something not cool. And then I vetoed that idea. The end.
Our motto is going to be pleasure in your hand.
Pleasure in your hand. He's made it all obscene. He's made everything obscene, and this is not an explicit podcast.
It's not explicit.
I know.
Pleasure in your mouth.
Pleasure in your hand. Pleasure in mouth. I don't even
pleasure
know, man. I don't know. But we're trying to make two different kinds of hand pies right now.
Just as an experimental.
As an experimental
research
thing.
But it was your idea to do the hand pies.
It was.
That's right.
Yes, it was my idea. Sparty is currently scrounging food off the floor that's fallen. Nothing has fallen, and he is walking out of the kitchen dejectedly.
Oh, he'll be back. No worries. He'll be back.
And Sean is stirring meat. And he's always playing with meat, and that's why he wants to call it hand job. But whatever, because his mom will probably listen to this.
My mother does not listen to our podcast, but while she's here in town, we can introduce her to it.
Yeah, we can, or maybe she could be part of our voice memo, our random thought.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow we get a special guest appearance.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
By Pamela Brown.
Woo woo. All right,
I gotta add the
garlic and the onion and the hot pepper.
Yes, man.
Okay, before I hang up.
Don't hang up.
Before I hang up, I have to say that Sean, like, cut up those habanero pepper.
Habanero.
Hi, I am as New England white person as possible. It's a habanero pepper. And,
habanero.
And then he, like, pissed me. And he was trying to make the hot pepper get on me. And I think that was mean.
I was not trying to.
I think that's assault. See, he's coughing.
It's not assault.
When you're trying to hurt me.
No, I wasn't.
With your spicy spiceness.
I'm going to save some of it for later tonight.
And I'm not in the car time.
It's a beautiful sunny Sunday.
It is. I was reading an article, and one of the many points in this article was that your mentor should be people that you want to be.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Dude, that frightens me.
Oh no. Why? Would you care to share who you want to be?
I don't want to be anybody except maybe the Anthony Bourdain guy. But, and he's dead.
You
so.
You're going to be one old ass heroin addict.
I know. That's not the part of who I want to be. But.
You better get started. I'll be dead before you recover.
Alright, let's all talk about the fact that I am not going to do illegal drugs.
I would love to travel all over the world and make.
And share people's stories and collect people's stories and make their.
find the broader and create connections, and oh my gosh, that's the coolest thing ever.
The story part is absolutely cool.
However, I'm worried because as a writing coach, I have people I mentor, and then I'm like, wait.
Do they want to be me?
Yeah, and I don't think I'm good enough for them to want to be.
Oh, you're good enough.
And then I'm like, oh, you're better than me, peeps. Like, we shouldn't have this. All right, here's the bigger thing. Like, we shouldn't have this dichotomy or even, like, a scale of I am better or I want to be you or... No, be your freaking self, man. You know, like, I don't want to be Anthony in the sense that he had so many inner demons and troubles, obviously, right?
Right.
And... But I'd love to do what he did. And then when I think of having a mentor, I don't want to be anybody else.
Right.
Does that make me a narcissist or just really like okay
maybe,
with who
maybe,
I am?
But we'll ignore that because I think it's pretty common.
Really?
Yeah.
You think most people don't want to be anybody else?
Well, no, I think some people do, but I don't think it's a... I don't want to just step into this person's body more... I want certain aspects of their life or personality or whatever, right?
Like
I want to look like this person or I want to be wealthy.
I don't know. I think a lot of people might want to be Kardashians or might want to be Billie Eilish or might be want to be Obama.
Maybe they want to be that in a talent respect. Success respect. But
because isn't what Instagram and social media selling these people as their lives? And like, hey, and that's why they're influencers. Because
yeah, but a lot of their lives are just stupid.
But people don't. You might think they're stupid, but other people don't.
That's right.
And other people might want to be those people. They want their lives because the depiction of their lives is so beautiful. Or
right. I understand what you're saying, totally. You know, but I don't want to walk into my house and have some stark, desolate environment.
Oh, you're just thinking of Kardashian.
Well, yeah.
Like Kim won with the Kanye guy.
Yeah, the Kanye guy.
The Kim won. I found out my mother. Oh, yeah, you know, the Kim won. But, like, which is so derogatory. But, like, you know, what is that?
I don't know
if I feel comfortable with that concept that man was touting in his article because I don't want to be anybody else, A, and B, it makes me comfortable because of that hierarchy of worth that is created.
Well, maybe he meant it in a more broad sense, like, you know, I don't want to be specifically this person, but I look up to them. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean,
I admire them.
You can learn from a million trillion people, but he was basically saying, if you're going to be a mentor, you need to be someone other people want to be. And he's saying, and he was saying, and when you pick your mentors, you have to pick the people you want to be.
Right.
He didn't say, want to have some aspect of their success or want to have, like, you know what I mean? He's just said it, like, very general.
But if you go back to your theory that you stated to me earlier about the broadness of he makes so many comments, right?
Yeah.
Then a broad comment would also be more enveloping of a greater number of people, I mean. But who knows? I agree with you.
When I went to Vermont College, we had writer mentors. Like, those were the people who taught us, you know?
Right.
And we called them mentors. But I didn't ever want to be them. I love them, but I won't be them.
Yeah, I understand. Totally. I would feel the same way. Like, you don't want to be me, fool.
He also talked a lot about the dichotomy. Well, he created a dichotomy of, do you care about process or do you care about results? As an either or kind of thing. Like, don't worry about process, worry about results. People get too hung up on process. Or, hey, don't worry about results, enjoy your process. And that's like two really freaking distinct ways of
Both ways in two different articles.
Yes, at coming at life. And which way is it that you're supposed to come at life with? You know? Like, do you care more about being the New York Times bestselling author? or having an Instagram following of 5 million or something? Or do you care more about how you feel while you're creating? And is there only one way to be? Ah, the questions are big.
Well, no, there's not only one way to be. Everybody's different. Some people definitely care more about the process and don't care so much about the results. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, maybe they're truly doing something out of love and they don't care if it makes them rich.
Or if they ever get published traditionally, or
maybe they don't care how they do it, but they do want to be rich, or whatever right. The goal is. That's yeah. Just a really common one. Yeah. Right.
No, that's cool. But that's cool. You use the common goal, man. So those are my big thoughts this morning.
Those are good thoughts. And, if you ever get around to writing that self-help book, there's two. You could have charts based upon the hierarchy of worth.
Oh, my word.
And then the hierarchy of self-worth. Ooh. Which one's important?
Maybe you could just write it together and you could make those charts for me, since it was your idea.
No, I can only come up with the titles.
That's not fair. It's always the same. I do all the work.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It is.
Except, you did take the dogs out 5 times last night, so.
Seemed that way. I think it was 3. Maybe 4.
I took them out once.
Yeah, I know.
Doggies. Our doggies' bellies are not acting well, and we're not quite sure why. They're suddenly dogs who have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
A lot.
Like, and that is
and
not...
they never did before.
Normal at all.
One of them we can see.
Because she's getting old.
She's going a little downhill in the health department.
No. If you say it, it makes it true.
Okay. Well, I am going to have to make you realize that it's true. I'm so
not sorry. True.
I hate to be the Grim Reaper.
No. Jeez.
What?
Grim Reaper is death.
That's how you make me feel.
Oh, my word.
You won't face reality.
It's not reality. She's just skinny.
All right, let's take her to the vet.
Okay.
All right. You won't.
I will.
You won't.
I will.
No.
I am the one who almost always takes the animals to the vet.
Yeah.
So you're creating a false narrative here, mister.
When I tell you they have to go.
No. I'm always like, I think they have bone cancer. Yes, what is this bump? What is this bump? And like,
you are worst case care.
Yeah. And here you are going Grim Reaper on me.
What? I'm just realistic.
We're going to go see Sean's mother and his aunt, and I've never met his aunt before, and they're up here from Florida, and I'm very, very scared.
You always have pre-event anxiety.
I have pre-event anxiety.
Even if it's people you've known for years.
Which I have not known them for years.
And are totally comfortable with. No, I'm just saying, you still have
pre-event. Who do I know for years and I'm totally comfortable with?
You have anxiety every time we go to our Wednesday night gathering.
What else?
I'm just saying. It's just one of your traits.
It's stage fright, man.
It is.
Stage fright.
But you always perform very well.
I find once I'm there.
That's right.
This reminds me of, because I don't know what's going to happen. It reminds me of, when you're a little kid and you go to a birthday party, and it's a grown-up birthday party with your relatives.
Yeah.
And you're stuck there. Or worse, your mom's friend from work, and you're stuck there for hours, and they're all having a great old time drinking and gossiping. And you're just, sitting on the floor because there's no seats left for you. You don't even have a phone to play
with. There's no media.
And you're like, oh! That's what I'm worried is going to happen.
Times have changed, baby.
I know, but
you can sit on your floor with your phone now.
I can't sit on my floor, on the floor with my
even
phone.
Even as an adult.
When I meet your aunt and your mom is up. Ah, so scary. So scary.
It'll be okay. Writing tip of the pod.
We're afraid to do the podcast because we were just so fun and brilliant. And we made everything sexual and it didn't record.
Yeah, it's not going to be the same again.
It's not
going to
be the same ever again. And it's so very sad. But here, we're going to try anyway. Just know the original was so much better.
Yeah, it was.
All right, so writing tip of the pod. Would you like to talk about it, Sean K?
Didn't you start it off before?
I know, but I don't think we can replicate that.
All right. We all want to be creative.
This is so sad.
We all want to be amazing at relationships.
And this guy, Benjamin Hardy, PhD, wrote an article on Medium exactly about that. It's called 21 Behaviors That Will Make You Brilliant at Creativity and Relationships. What do you think of that title, Sean?
It still gives me anxiety.
Why does it give you anxiety, Sean?
Because it's a lot.
Yeah.
Number one, it's 21 behaviors, which is a lot to remember. Number two, they'll supposedly make you brilliant at creativity and relationships, which are both normally hard things for people.
Yeah.
So it not won't just make you A-okay at it, but it'll make you brilliant at them. That seems like that it's asking for a lot.
It's a lot of pressure.
That's why it makes me anxious.
Anxious. And so basically, his anxiety-producing article is saying that people limit themselves by defining who they are, what they can do, and what resources they have. This article, despite its anxiety-producing ways for Sean, is wildly popular with 31,000 claps, which means that he's made a ton of money off of this point of view. And with over 19,000 Twitter followers, Dr. Hardy, because he has his PhD name everywhere, is pretty popular too. He has posts that links to his articles, and his articles have titles like, I thought you were going
to
say it.
10 steps to being a millionaire in 5 years. Or less, in parentheses.
Or less.
That's still a lot of pressure.
That's so much pressure, man. And if you look at his Twitter posts, you'll find a lot of encouraging things about success and motivation and morning routines that guarantee success. Basically, he says that you need to wake up between 5 and 7 in the morning.
I do.
And read a book.
I don't.
And then journal about what you've learned from that book.
He obviously doesn't have children.
And then think, and then write more. No, I think he and his wife allegedly adopted 3 children last year and then had twins.
Yeah. Well, he's not doing this crap in the morning. Or they have a nanny.
Yeah.
Or he makes his wife do everything.
Maybe the children wake up at noon and they're homeschooled.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. So anyway, we're not talking about Dr. Hardy's. I feel like calling Dr. Hardy. We're not talking about Dr. Hardy's mornings. We're just talking about the one first point of his article, 21 blah, blah, blahs, right?
Yeah.
Which is that a goal should be wild and huge. Gabby panted over that, if you can hear that. So your goal has to be urgent with a time component. I wrote time comportment. I don't even know how to spell component. It's too late tonight. And it must motivate you. And he quotes Napoleon Hill, who wrote in the book Think and Grow Rich.
Desire is the starting point of all achievement. Not a hope, not a wish, but a keen, pulsating desire which transcends everything.
I still can't listen to that and not think it's naughty.
It is naughty.
So anyways, that's naughty, but it's also lovely. Dr. Hardy also quotes Marcus Aurelius, the Roman Emperor, and he also quotes Canadian author Justine Musk, who he introduces only as not Canadian author Justine Musk, but
Elon Musk's wife.
And that.
Or Mr. Elon Musk. Maybe. I mean, Mrs. Elon Musk, actually.
Did not make me super happy with Dr.
I bet it didn't.
No. Do you remember that one time at a Rotary function and you were just like you were Carrie's husband? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, no. It was when we were walking in Bar Harbor.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and you were so like, what? That happens to women all the time, including great authors from Canada like Justine Musk.
If I was a woman, I wouldn't be very strong because I told you I'd just accept that. That's who I was.
Oh, my word.
That's who people knew me.
Anyways.
Carrie's husband.
So not true. Anyway, so in that article... he has a lot of white men talking and quoting and thinking going on in the first few paragraphs. And it's all about what they say. You should be going after what you want and making no excuses about your situation or yourself, because those things will make you fail. And there are 20 more points in Dr. Hardy's article, but we're only going to talk about that first one because it relates to writing and why so much writing falls flat.
Boom.
He writes,
as with all things in life, you get what you want. If you prefer to make excuses and justifications for a lack of progress, then just admit you prefer your station of currency. You prefer your current station in life. Self-acceptance can be a beautiful thing.
I think that's snarky.
What?
Is he being Which snarky part? There? Self-acceptance can be a beautiful thing.
Well, sort of. Yeah, that's how I felt too the first time I read it.
Okay. And then he says,
however, once you desire progress more than convenience, obstacles no longer stop but propel you. As the Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius, Aurelius is famous for saying, the impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way.
So you have to have your main character have a desire and they need to pulsate with it. That's what it means if you were to translate this to writing. Your main character needs to be passionate about something. They need to go after those passions. There needs to be a bit of urgency about them. And the obstacles that happen are the ones that your character needs to smash through in order to get what she wants.
Yeah.
Shani thinks that's sexual.
It is. It's like a woman that's never had an orgasm before.
Okay, now we have to put the explicit label on here.
That's pulsating with desire. Because obviously she's very passionate about it. So she's going after her passions as she pulsates with desires. And she has to smash through the wall of that.
It's urgent.
Urgent orgasm.
No! Oh, okay. We definitely have to put that.
Maybe someday, if she's lucky, she'll have. But she sure as hell should.
Okay. So the two questions that we want to ask our writers are...
What is it your character wants more than any damn thing in the world? We've already answered that.
Oh! Oh, no.
Who does your character have to be to do that?
And now how about you? What do you want more than any damn thing in the world? And what do you have to do to get that? So basically, in short, our writing tip of the pod is...
In life, Hardy says that our ambitious goals must be full of motivating desire.
One.
Hard as hell.
Two.
Tied to a time frame to make them urgent.
Three.
Do this for your characters as well as yourself.
And pretend that it wasn't all sounding sexual.
That's right. It doesn't have to be. Dog. Tip for life.
So
that was a big sigh of relief there.
Well, you know what? I've never had to put an explicit label on a podcast before.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm a little sigh, right? About that.
You're a little what?
Sigh.
Psyched up?
No, if you can hear in the background, that's Gabby barking.
Yeah, she's just angry.
And Gabby's trying to tell us this very important dog tip for life, which is...
Don't be afraid to remember... You aren't a solo show.
No, amen.
If you can't break through that wall by yourself, go out and find somebody to help you.
If it's urgent and a pulsating desire, then you have to go do that.
Think about who you... Think about who can help you become who you want to be and achieve what you want to do. I don't know that either one of the dogs said that.
Yeah, they did.
Did they?
Yeah, Gabby's doing it right now.
She's doing right now?
She's calling in for backup.
Sure is. She calls in for backup so much.
She's calling the pack, man. Because, she's like, Mama's all upset because Daddy made the podcast explicit.
Do we really? That's not really an explicit
word. I don't know, man. You said the O word.
I know. You want to see my O face, man?
No. Oh, yeah, actually.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, do it.
No, I can't do it.
Oh.
Not for the public.
They can't see you.
But you can't have an O face without the O sounds. And you know how I feel about the O sounds.
Anyways, so don't be afraid to remember you're not a solo show.
That's right.
Don't be able, be like Gabby, call in the backup and the reinforcements to help you get what you want to do.
Yeah.
If you need a mentor, find a mentor. If you are a mentor, be proud. You don't need to be perfect. And your mentors don't either, right?
No, because nobody is.
No, we all just gotta help each other, dude.
Yeah.
Peace out.
That's right. Peace out. Hey, look. Now that people have blessed us with their time and listened to our podcast, what other little tidbits should we tell them?
Well, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Artist in the song is Night Owl by Berg for Free.
That sounds so 80s. Anyways, it's cool. I like it. Got anything else going on in your world?
All the writing tips are at carriejonesbooks.blog. I just released a book called In the Woods with Steve Waddell. It's creepy, it's a little horrifying, and it's a little romantic.
Ooh,
that's cool. And it's the summer buzz book from Publishers Weekly.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What else?
I have a Patreon.
Oh, yeah. That's.
You can find us on social media.
The Patreon's a great way to read a book that's never been published by you.
Yes.
Only Patreon people get to read it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Subscribers,
man.
I mean.
And you get special content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can get special gifts, too, right?
I do. I send out art.
Carrie Jones paintings, which are all beautiful.
And books sometimes.
Yeah.
Signed.
Signed by me.
Sean.
Just kidding.
What do you want to tell people, honey bunny?
I don't know. Just thank you. Oh, thank you for listening.
Please like and subscribe and share.
Yeah, you said that. Oh. At the beginning, but we can say it twice.
Can we say it 87 times so people really do?
They'll probably just shut it off after like the 80th one at least.
Like, subscribe, share. Like, subscribe, share. Like, subscribe, share. Like, subscribe, share.
No. Get out and live your life.
Yes.
No matter what.
The whole point of Dogs Are Smarter Than People in this podcast is to try to make your life a tiny bit better for at least 2 seconds, in which you're like, at least we're not them, buddy. At least we're not them.
That's all. That's a good. People always have that outlook. At least we're not them. Having fun.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you.